Maniachi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Great. And so, Chris, kind of a big task for you. I mean, you were involved in the festival itself prior to, but talk a little bit about sort of getting it restarted and what was going into kind of getting that momentum back and the excitement.
Well, obviously, we're excited to be back after the pandemic. The main issues that we face coming out of the pandemic are that a lot of the food vendors, a lot of the supply vendors have changed. Getting it back in people's memories when they haven't come to the festival for 2 years, but it's a task that our board stepped up to. We rely on a relatively small board, but a dedicated board. The vice president, Ben Maniachi, a number of others have stepped up and done what they needed to do in order to get the festival off this year.
Well, you sort of had a template, right? You know, Sacred Music, that's what you had yesterday,
yes.
Last night as well. We have the breakfast, then the princess pageant, and then the three-day festival that comes in to it. But it's one thing to sort of have the dates and know what needs to be done. It's the other thing to fill up with that time. Talk, Ben, about trying to get the people, the food vendors, because that's really the thing that people remember most a lot of times from the different things happening at the Black River. Talk about that, getting those people back and trying to get the variety that you want for something like
that. Definitely
been
a challenge, but it's been a great challenge. In the very beginning, we had a lot of people that were kind of like, okay, well, let's come back and let's do it. And then all of a sudden, as things got going and we mailed out the applications, tons of applications came in. We had a lot of new people asking to come. We got a lot of new vendors this year, so don't expect the same old, same old. There's definitely going to be some of that too, so don't worry. We've got some of the standbys that people like, but we definitely got a lot of new stuff coming in. It's going to be a really big festival, as according to a few festivals that have been in the area, it's going to be huge this year. I mean, absolutely huge. Festival just recently put like 20% higher numbers than ever. We're going to have a great weather weekend, but definitely the food vendors are really good this year. I mean, everything's going to be great. The entertainment's really good. We've got Fleetwood Mac, a tribute band called Rumors. We've got a Santana tribute band called Evil Ways, which is going to be Saturday. But come on down. We've got Ethnic Dancers. We've got a parade going on Sunday. Tons of stuff that everybody remembers in the International Festival is going to be there. Plus, there's some new stuff, you know, things that you've never seen before, why, you know, performers you've never seen. We've got a great princess set up, and we're going to be nominating a queen tomorrow night.
And it's one of those things where every day is a little bit different, something different every day during that Friday, Saturday, Sunday period.
Oh, absolutely. There's something different. I mean, there is entertainment and food, but there's something different. And people come down to see friends. We have reunions coming there. So if you come Friday, what you're going to see Friday, you may not see Saturday. You come Sunday, you may not have seen it on Saturday. So definitely, you got to try to make all 3 days to see every single thing we've got to offer. Plus, again, too, you never know what friend's going to be in town. You never know what high school person's going to be there. Hey, maybe you might find an old high school sweetheart you're looking for still.
Are any churches still active in providing food at the event?
They are. We really need some more to, you know, come back. The pandemic's been really hard on churches. I mean, more so than ever. The volunteer situation's been really down. Unfortunately, we're all getting older, and we really need the young people to step up and come into the churches, because if you look right now, most of your church volunteers are in their 80s and 90s right now. So we really could use the 20s and 30s to step up in their church and say, hey, let's do this and let's make this come back and really do it with the churches and the festival.
As long as they pass on those recipes, you want to make sure, right, that some of the ones who the ladies know how to do it, you're like,
oh, yeah,
tell me how to make this, because, you know, you want to be a part of
that. That's a super important part with that, is definitely getting the recipes passed down.
Absolutely. We have, as Ben mentioned, some of the traditional Sacred Heart Chapel, IAV, is going to be there with, I believe, Italian Sausages, Greater Victory Church, as well as some of the new vendors and food trucks this year.
How are you organizing the food trucks? I was down there at the
Well, that's festivals. A little kind of a secret, but we're kind of laying them out
right.
So that you know, so you can't like just go down there and say, well, I'm used to these food guys being there. May not be the same this year, so we basically are kind of like interspersing them. We're kind of putting them on one end so you can see them, but again, there are new vendors coming in, so you kind of can't just go right to the same old, and say, wait a minute, they're not there. Now, again, some of them are in their same spot that they really like to be, but the food vendors will be there. There might be one or two not covered, but there's definitely going to be some underneath the covering, so don't worry about that with the shade. We kind of space things out a little bit so people won't be bumping into each other. And the menu items are just out of this world. And we did do the international flavors.
So look, even grocery stores organize their aisles differently occasionally, mm-hmm. just so you go down an aisle, you think you're getting something, and you find something new.
That's my secret.
So you just want to try to make people see fresh. And that's kind of what you want to bring to it. I mean, you have sometimes when you have a pause, you have an opportunity to sort of assess, try something different, maybe use it as an excuse to make a change. In other words, try to do something that you've always wanted to do, but this gives an opportunity. So now you have that set up for
them. And also at that point, too, to try something different, we introduced some new craft vendors, and we're staying with the international theme. I can't remember the names off the top of my head, but there's some new people coming in. They're doing very, very international-type flavored things. I believe there's a bracelet-type maker that is Threads of Hope, I believe is what it's called. But please see our craft vendors because they're definitely advertising and showing off different things from around the world. We have a someone coming in for paintings or something like that. This is for African something. I don't know. I don't want to give it away. I want you to come down and look and see what we've got to offer.
Well, it's the smell of the food that attracts the people as well as then the culture and so many colors.
Yes.
And it's always fun seeing the princesses coming down.
Oh, there. Absolutely. They come dressed to the nines in their international or their culturally themed dress. And they'll be there. They're here today. They'll be there tomorrow evening for the pageant, and they'll be there throughout the weekend. Come on down, see the princesses.
How about the parade that's on Sunday? Where does that step off from? Do you have the...
Steps off from around 8th Street.
Okay.
The people involved will be getting their notifications this week as to where to meet up, but it steps out from 8th Street. It does go down to West Erie, where it will disperse. It is a new challenge for us this year, and our parade chair, Mary Alice Woltman, has stepped up to it to accommodate the new streetscape. The last time we had a parade, it could only go as far as 8th Street because the streetscape was under construction and wasn't completed until the fall of 19. This year is the first year we're accommodating that, where there will be enough space on the sidewalk for many people to gather. So don't be afraid of crowds. Remember, the sidewalks have been expanded so that there should be plenty of space for everyone to come down, get some candy from the various people handing it out, as well as see the princesses, not only from our festival, but from various festivals around the state.
And I like the fact that with Broadway kind of being reinvigorated, a lot of the design, maybe people haven't been down there, another reason for them to come visit Lorraine, then.
Absolutely. It's really, really changed, and I'm glad that everybody's going to come down. I'm glad that it's back, and it's going to be a great parade, so make sure you come down and see us. And it starts approximately 11:30, and it'll last as long as it lasts.
And it goes on and in. The $3 admission for the bazaar for the folks to come in to enjoy all the great food, Lorraine International Festival. And what better by the Black River and the Bascule Bridge and just sort of that whole atmosphere down there?
You can't find a better location in Northeast Ohio than Black River Landing in the summertime. Seeing the location, seeing the pavilion there, the dancers on the pavilion getting to perform at that location, having the Black River and kayakers and boaters coming by, watching them pass by, seeing the sunset over the bridge. There really isn't a better location, regardless of the mayflies.
Have you seen? Greg said he saw one. He's lived out near that area. Have you?
I did see one or two this week. But they won't deter us. We still will be putting on the festival. They're there for, they swarm sometimes an hour or two in the evening time, and then they disperse as it gets dark.
Right. So sometimes you can take a souvenir of one of those home with you. I've had that occasionally.
More than once.
They go along with us.
Sometimes not on purpose.
Well, that's for sure. Chris Rewalk, president of the Lorraine International Association, and Ben Maniachi, thanks for stopping over here. And again, this great breakfast is going on this morning as they sort of have another way to gather and get ready for the International Festival, and we are glad to be a part of it here as well. More coming up on AM 930, 100.3 FM, WEOL.